CJLO 1690 AM tonight. In fact, if you want, you can go to Trackside and you can catch that band that just played Napoleon. They're going to be playing, I guess, stuff from this latest EP, Dear God, which is not very long. So I'm guessing they're going to supplant it with other things. Supplant it? No. Supplant would be to replace it. They are going to add things, add additional things. I'm very tired, as I established beforehand. It's weird because right now, if you notice something different between this and the first part of the show, it's because as I was working on the show last night, I got the first part of the first hour done, and I felt like, you know, I thought like I had some steam, right? Like I was ready to go, and then I just was like, nope, this isn't happening. So I am now. Day of doing it, this is spanned many hours. But thankfully, I don't need to change anything because I haven't looked at the news. So if anything important has happened, I don't know about it. And that is fine. Because frankly, watching the news is the easiest way to become terribly, terribly depressed. And I got to say, today, here in... on this Sunday after a Saturday, everyone has a lot of main character energy walking around. And so I don't need to be more depressed. That's depressing enough. It's depressing enough. Before that, you heard some commercials. And you then before that, you heard some Dead Velvet with a track that's about 2 months old or so, To My Grave. It's a single. I'm hoping they have an album soon. I really got to get them to come in and do a session and like just generally be interviewed on the show. It's weird that I haven't yet, but you know, if you guys happen to listen to this, not saying, just saying, let's set this up. Let's get it done. And starting everything off with some Lover's Teeth, brand new Lover's Teeth. Probably, you know what? I'm going to make a claim right here. I don't know if the HUD over in Toronto has played that track, but I'm going to assume they didn't, and I'm going to assume that I world premiered on radio that track. That's what I'm going to say. Not just because I want to feel like I'm important, and not just because we're at Fantasia time and the phrase blank premiere is used everywhere, but kind of those things, kind of those things. Second part of this show is going to be an interview with Brian from RPM Fest, as I mentioned before, and I'm just letting you know that's coming up. So don't turn away, while I play a bunch of CanCon for you, because Canadian content is good and secondarily required for me to play for part of this show. So be ready for it, because I've already started in and I'm just going to keep going, including something from the new Turbo record. Yes, Turbo, those out east hard rockin' gentlemen who, man, you know, this is going to sound like a backhanded compliment, and I don't really want it to, but they really remind me of the Chainsaw Hookers from Australia, who you haven't heard on the show because they broke up, and they left us with two great albums and an EP, and man, they're so good. But if they would have existed, that's like an easy Turbo Chainsaw Hookers tour that would have happened. So, you know, if I can't get Chainsaw Hookers, what a weird sentence to say. If I can't get Chainsaw Hookers, then I'm going to have to settle for Turbo. And that definitely feels like a backhanded compliment. And I apologize for that. I don't mean it that way, but you know what I mean, right? Like, you guys get it. You hear a band and you're like, I love this band. And then something else comes along and it's pretty close. And for all intents and purposes, you should love it as much as the other band, but it doesn't quite scratch the same itch. Maybe it's because Chainsaw Hookers are singing about like horror movies and things, and that's fun to kind of figure out how closely it is. It doesn't matter. The point is, Turbo is good. Chainsaw Hookers are good. I just miss the Chainsaw Hookers a lot. So I'm going to play something from Turbo off of their new record. Broke and Ugly is the name of it. For you, I am going to play... what did I decide on here? God, my brain is broken today. Ignite the Night is what I'm going to play from there. And then we'll see what we can throw out here as well. Maybe I will put a non-Canadian thing in this group that I've got going on here. But we'll see. We will see. Because there's a lot of non-CanCon when I do stuff for RPM Fest. But let's get into this. Here is some Turbo for you. If they come through Montreal again, which they seem to be a hard-working, hard-touring band, you should definitely go see them. It will be fun. You will have fun. High energy, good set, and good, good dudes. So here's some Turbo. Ignite the Night, CJLO, 1690 AM. This is Great A Explosives, and I am going to probably take a nap here while these songs play. Joke's on you. I'm not actually in the studio, so I can't take a nap. Oh, I'm crying. Nap, I love you. Oh, Turbo. Ooh, yeah!
Sunlight, may you wake and I'll find it there. the dead!